Ladies and gentlemen, the Prime Minister speaking. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you all to the People's Tape, a demonstration of modern Britain today. New and young, young and new. Michael Owen, Robbie Fowler, Posh and Bex, Hearsay. They're great kids. And together, in partnership, we can make Britain a better place. Thank you.
Not without my help you won't, Tony, because I'm the Chancellor, and what I say goes. Madam Speaker, the future's bright, the future's orange, and I fancy women. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
Yes, Gordon Brown having sex earlier. Meanwhile, here on Newsnight, I'm joined by Robin Cook. I don't book the acts. Mr. Cook, is it true you're the ugliest man in Britain?
Jeremy, I have to say, first of all, people often ask me the reason for my strange appearance. Of course, the reason's perfectly clear. My mother's a Jack Russell Terrier and my father's a King Charles Spaniel.
Well, Matthew Paris, you've been studying the Conservative Party. What do you make of it?
Jeremy, I've been with William Hague for several weeks now, and if you look at his head, it's quite extraordinary. It looks like a conker that's been soaked in bleach for too long. It's most peculiar.
Well, people say to me, Michael, what's with the hair? Why no quiff? And the answer's very simple. I've changed. My hairstyle's changed. And I say to the people of Britain, no matter who I am or what I am, I want to be your friend. Thank you.
Well, I've spoken to Bob Kiely about the buses and tubes because Londoners are totally fed up with what's going on. And I've told the Prime Minister the only way to finance a whole project is through a government bond scheme. Otherwise, I'll start developing an unhealthy interest in newts and gender politics. I think that would be an absolute disaster for Londoners.
Well, football now, and goodness me, what a season it's been. And welcome to Motti's Marvellous Matches. And joining me now is the man who's brought the beat back to the Mersey, Gerard Houllier.
Well, it's been a good season. In fact, it's been a bloody brilliant season. They are good players. They work hard for each other. They take baths together. And Robbie and Michael, they sleep together because it is a team performance.
Well, it's been a really good season. Emil stuck the ball through for me and I went on and scored a goal. People say I haven't got a left foot, but my right's pretty good and Robbie's got a good left, so hopefully things are looking up.
Right, John Watson there putting the questions, but Mark, even you must admit Liverpool have made some great strides this season.
Yeah, you know, they're a decent side, Gary, but, you know, so what? Everyone knows who's going to win the championship next season. It's Manchester United. They got players who can score from all parts of the pitch and it's all over before it's begun.
Oh no, I think Mark's right. I ought to be outdone on the misery stakes. Well, if you look at Liverpool, it has been a great day, a great week, a great season. But I agree with Mark, you know, you're talking about an X season. Well, there's only one team in it, Manchester United. You know, you've got to say it's a total waste of time.
Well, yeah, I'm tricky. I think Alan's been a bit unfair there. I mean, I've some terrific young players around. I mean, take my old team West Ham. I mean, they've got terrific young players, Frank Lampard, Joe Cole, Marty Pello, Ronnie and Reggie. Terrific promise there, and should be a very exciting season.
Right, thanks, Trevor. Great. OK. Kevin Keegan, what do you reckon?
Hiya, Gary. Yeah, you know, I'd love it, you know, if Man City come up again next season. You know, got terrific players, great fans. I love football up here. You know, don't see it that often. Not here at Main Road, anyhow. But, you know, if I can just get my highlights done here at Tony and Guy's, you know, I'll be happy with that.
Yeah, well, there is that, but I haven't had my hair done there for ages, not since being on Top of the Pops 15 years ago. And what I'd say to the fans is, you know, come and support us at White Hart Lane, because we're going to play some great football next season.
Well, you know, people come up to me and say, you know, Peter Beardsley, you're an ugly duckling, cover up your face. But, you know, it's never worried me. You know, I'm a football pundit now on Radio 5. So luckily no one can see me, you know, because I frighten the kids off.
But if you do want to watch the game live, why not flick over to ITV with Cool of the Gag? It's yours truly, Clive Tilsley, and the big man himself, Rod Atkinson, who's sweating profusely, but you would too if you were wearing that much jewellery.
Dawn on the day of the game, and England's Barmy Army are gathered in the local town square. Here they will drink vast quantities of fermented grain and sing their favourite songs. Who ate all the pies? You're not singing anymore. And we hate Man U. And we hate Man U.
Yes, thank you, David. Good morning, everyone. And here at Lord's, the Pakistan openers, he never was, and he's a has-been, put on 75 for the first wicket, before has-been was bowled for 24. For further details, listen in on Radio 4.
Well, morning, everyone. Golly, it's quite chilly this morning. Somebody walked over my grave. Anyhow, I'm a little bit nervous. My wife's gone out with my credit card, so I'm waiting on the damage. And let's hope England can do some damage on the field. Morning, Henry. What do you reckon?
Oh, good morning, Agus, my dear old thing. Well, there's always drama and excitement here at Lord's, which is rather splendid, isn't it? Here's Caddick now. He's up to the wicket. He bowls. Oh, and do look. A pigeon's just landed on the square, which is rather lovely. It really is a very handsome bird indeed. Or perhaps it's a female pigeon. One can never tell, of course.
But enough of this soccer chit-chat. It's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy one of the greatest shows from the BBC. Either that or tune in to Song for Europe. Yeah. With myself, the old toupee, and the lovely Gabby Roslin. There's nothing like it, I hear you cry.
Dear old dear ladies and gentlemen, some of Terry's material is so offensive it would put my leopard skin suit to shame. But great entertainers don't die. Oh no, ladies and gentlemen, we just end up on Radio 2.
Super. Thank you, Jonathan Ross. Meanwhile, there's a touch of frost in the air. I'm off to a drinks party.